To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are heading in the wrong direction, but where they're heading isn't exactly clear. Here's CPR's John Daly.
After the Omicron wave, there was a lull. Now several key trends are all going up, and more people are catching it. Frontline nurse Betty Ann Hepler is fully vaccinated and boosted. She sees many patients a day and managed to avoid COVID-19 for 2 years. Then, after an out-of-state trip, it was fever, body aches, and...
I end up positive, so I was very surprised. I do feel like I let my guard down.
The state says new modeling shows an increase in cases associated with a new wave and hospitalizations topping 500 or more, but they aren't expected to hit the level they were at for the Delta and Omicron waves. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state is using $25 million of COVID relief money for a fund to build housing for middle-income renters. The goal is to serve people who make too much to qualify for low-income housing assistance, but still struggle to afford rent in today's market. Since its creation, the Middle Income Access Program has helped bring more than 600 units online around the state. Colorado's Constitution currently bans state money from being used for abortions, and in general, such elective procedures are not covered by state insurance plans. In an interview with Colorado Matters, Governor Jared Polis says it's too soon to say whether he would back a constitutional amendment to change that.
Are you talking about something that costs the state money and every state employee would have to pay more for insurance? I would be very skeptical of that. I want to save people money on insurance. Are we talking about something that decreases insurance costs? I am for that.
Polis supports abortion rights and recently signed a law to enshrine abortion access into state law. And there's more from our conversation with the governor in the Colorado Matters podcast. This is CPR News and KRCC.